Welcome back to Prophecy Today. I'm here in temporary studios, as I said, in Chillicothe, Illinois. Boy, I love that name. I don't know where it must be an Indian name, I would imagine. I'll have to ask the pastor, Pastor Cochran. He's the pastor of the Calvary Baptist Church. We're going to be there for a four-day meeting. We start on Sunday morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Then at 11 o'clock, the morning service, 5 o'clock prophecy Q&A on Sunday, and 6 p.m. for the service. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the service will start at 7 p.m., letting everybody get out of work and then over to the church. Love to have you come and spend some time studying the prophetic word of God. It's the Calvary Baptist Church, Chillicothe, Illinois. Well, let's go, as promised, to David Dolan, the man who covers the Middle East. He gives us a Middle East news update each and every week. This is going to be no exception. David, what about the prime minister making a visit to Vladimir Putin there in Russia and just a couple of days before the upcoming Israeli elections? Sounds like a very smart political move.
Well, it definitely was, Jimmy. As I mentioned last week, he's trying to woo some of the Russian-speaking voters in Israel away from Avigdor Lieberman's Israel Beitenu party. Israel is our homeland party. The polls show that Lieberman will pick up maybe 8 seats and will be the deal maker in the next coalition. Lieberman calling for a national unity government for the two big parties, blue and white, and the Likud to join together, especially with conflict seemingly imminent in the Gaza Strip and also in the north. But of course, the main topic that Putin and Netanyahu discussed, and previous to that, the prime minister met with the Russian foreign minister and defense minister, and that was Syria and the Iranian forces in Syria. Reports say that finally Putin pledged, and is in fact doing it now, to remove all Iranian forces from within about 55 miles of the Israeli border. As we've discussed many times, they've set up bases right along the Golan border, not very far away to the west and to the north as well. And the Israelis have been, of course, attacking some of those positions. The report was that Putin has agreed that he will keep that commitment made 14 months ago in July of 2018 to President Trump in Helsinki, where he said that would occur, and it didn't occur. Now, apparently it is, but yes, indeed, Netanyahu has real issues to discuss with Russia, and Syria was the focus, but it doesn't hurt him electorally to be seen cozy with Putin, who is a rather popular figure among most of Israel's Russian-speaking Jews.
David, talk to me about the firing of John Bolton, the national security advisor to the president. There seems to be a relationship that has developed over the years between Israel and John Bolton, and in particular, we're talking about the Prime Minister Netanyahu, because they're basically on the same page as it relates to Iran, are they not?
Very, very similar views, Jimmy. Bolton has made clear that he sees military action against Iran as the only thing that's going to really change the game in the region, the only thing that's going to restrain Iran from arming all of these proxy forces, Islamic Jihad in Gaza, which set off more rockets aimed at Israel this week, and the forces in Lebanon, of course, Hezbollah and the pro-Iranian Iraqi forces all getting money and arms and aid from Iran. And he said that the regime changes, he said this out loud several times, is the only way to go. Netanyahu hasn't said that exactly, but he's made clear that Israel will not, militarily, will not allow Iran to ever possess nuclear weapons, and that Israel will continue to strike at these Iranian bases in Syria, in Lebanon, and other areas. So they share very, very similar views. And while, of course, the prime minister didn't want to insult President Trump or his administration, they definitely were very sad to see Bolton go, and they feel like they've lost a close ally there.
I'm certain that is true, especially from the Israeli point of view. I want to get back to Iran, but let me slip this in real quick. I want to make sure we get it in the report. Prime Minister Netanyahu is denying reports that Israel is spying on the White House. They found some devices in very interesting locations near, and I do believe inside the White House, but he said Israel would not do that such a thing. What are your thoughts?
Well, after the Israeli Jonathan Pollard was arrested and jailed in the United States for spying on Israel, and basically that was to do with the war against Saddam, he was able to share with Israel some documents. Of course, he's an American Israeli, and that was publicly admitted and all of that. At that time, the Israeli leadership promised that no longer would there be any such action against the United States, and Netanyahu reiterated this week that they have kept that promise. He said, America is our closest, most important ally. We promised them that we would not do any spying activity in the country, and we're keeping that promise. Now, Jimmy, the reality is the Americans keep their eyes open when they're in Israel on what Israel's doing, and the Israelis certainly do the same in Washington. But to put bugging devices to be listening to phone conversations and that is pretty audacious, and I really doubt that Israel would do that, because whatever information they would learn would not be worth the cost of this being exposed. So I don't think it was Israel. I think Netanyahu's denials are probably accurate and truthful.
Yeah, I hope so. I don't want that relationship to break down between President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu, and especially if he is reelected. Well, there's a passage over in the book of Psalms, chapter 83 and verse 4, where it says they'll go into a council meeting. It's talking about an alignment of Islamic nations, which are mentioned. They'll make a decision, come out, and say they're going to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, that her name be forgotten forever. Now, Iran is bringing that statement back into existence. During the 8 years of Ahmadinejad as president, he would say it almost every day. But Iran is now saying, we're ready to wipe Israel off the face of the map. What are your thoughts?
Well, Prime Minister Netanyahu said while in Moscow that action against Hamas in the Gaza Strip was now inevitable. There had to be a military campaign at some point because it isn't controlling Islamic Jihad. It's a sub-group that is totally backed by Iran, and they are firing rockets audaciously. As we know, on Tuesday, they fired a rocket at Ashkelon and Ashdod. Prime Minister Netanyahu was at one rally in one of those cities, and Benny Gantz was in the other city that was hit, the opposition leader, and they were both escorted to shelters real quickly. So the evidence that Iran is indeed ready to take action is growing all the time, Jimmy. It just seems like it's going to happen. Anything could trigger it. They are still trying to hit targets inside of Israel. A couple more rockets from the north this week aimed at Israel. And Israel has said we can't just sit back, as we discussed last week, and let them upgrade missiles and do all the things they're doing. So Putin is trying to intervene, apparently, trying to keep them back from the border. But in reality, Israel doesn't see any need for Iran to be in Syria at all, certainly now that the war's basically been won by the Assad regime. Why are they still there, he's saying. So clearly they have war aims against Israel. Clearly they feel like they're ready, or at least their statements seem to indicate that. And of course the IDF is on full alert. There's 24/7 air flights going on now all the time, Jimmy. The Navy is on full alert. And it's just a question in my mind, and I think many analysts following it closely, of when this is going to take place.
Yeah, it's along the campaign trail. The prime minister making a statement this week to Iran. We know exactly what you're doing, and your conversation with me today seems to indicate that. One more thought. Hamas is making the statement. They heard during the campaigning of Prime Minister Netanyahu to be reelected that he was going to annex the Jordan Valley, put the sovereignty of the Israeli government over the Jordan Valley, and also with Judea and Samaria as well, which we've already talked about. Hamas making the statement, we will not permit that to happen, especially in the Jordan Valley. Those words sound like fighting words, and we've only got about 40 seconds, David.
Yes, Jimmy, the Palestinians as a whole are extremely upset over that declaration that around 30 Jewish communities in the Jordan Valley and near it would be annexed to Israel, and as you said, others in Judea and Samaria as well. Jordan, the country of Jordan, condemned it and said this may threaten the peace treaty. So obviously Hamas, that's the most radical of the groups, the most anti-Israel anyway, always agreeing with Iran that Israel must be destroyed, they're going to strongly oppose this, and it gives them another excuse to step up their warring against Israel. And as Netanyahu said this week, we feel a campaign against them is now inevitable.
I have a DVD documentary entitled Israel, the Land of Conflict. How true that is. And that's the reason we go back each and every week to David Dolan to find out what real information he can give us about the current events that seemingly are unfolding, setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. David, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again to you next week.
Thank you, Jimmy, and God bless.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Winky Madad standing by. He's very knowledgeable of the political arena. We're going to talk about a preview of the elections upcoming on Tuesday. That's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.